The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 11th of August, 2008. It's the birthday of the playwright Fernando Arrabal, born in Malia in Spanish Morocco in 1932. His mother and his father took opposing sides in the Spanish Civil War, which began when he was just a child. His mother sided with the fascists of Francisco Franco, and his father, once a military officer, sided with the Republicans. His father was captured and sentenced to death, but then it was commuted to 30 years of imprisonment, and he eventually escaped. Arrabal's mother, who was furious at her husband for choosing the Republican side, told their children that the father had been killed, and he was never seen by his family ever again. When he was 16, Fernando Arrabal discovered that his father had not been killed, that his mother had lied, and he was so angry with her that he would not speak to her again, even though he lived at home under the same roof with her for the next 5 years. He'd begun writing plays in Spain. He moved to Paris, and he wrote there until he was taken ill with tuberculosis. He spent 2 years in a sanatorium, which gave him even more time to write. He became known writing plays of the absurd style, in a style that he called panic art, the most famous example of which was his play The Architect and the Emperor of Assyria, in which the characters on stage exchange personalities as the play goes on. He wrote over 60 plays, and his works have been performed in over 20 languages. He said, "I identify with all my characters. I don't write for shock, but what I write is an imitation of nature and of the senses." Here's a poem for today by Mark Strand, entitled The Continuous Life. What of the neighborhood homes awash in a silver light, of children hunched in the bushes, watching the grown-ups for signs of surrender, signs that the irregular pleasures of moving from day to day, of being adrift on the swell of duty, have run their course? Oh, parents, confess to your little ones, the night is a long way off, and your taste for the mundane grows. Tell them your worship of household chores has barely begun. Describe the beauty of shovels and rakes, brooms and mops. Say there will always be cooking and cleaning to do, that one thing leads to another, which leads to another. Explain that you live between two great darks, the first with an ending, the second without one, that the luckiest thing is having been born, that you live in a blur of hours and days, months and years, and believe it has meaning, despite the occasional fear you are slipping away with nothing completed, nothing to prove you existed. Tell the children to come inside, that your search goes on for something you lost, a name, a family album that fell from its own small matter into another, a piece of the dark that might have been yours, you don't really know. Say that each of you tries to keep busy, learning to lean down close and hear the careless breathing of earth and feel its available languor come over you, wave after wave, sending small tremors of love through your brief, undeniable selves into your days and beyond." A poem by Mark Strand, The Continuous Life, from his new selected poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and written by Margaret Baim. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.